And so you've got this ability to extract accurate data and then also integrate it into your systems. But what does this actually mean for tangible benefits? Like, how do you pass this on to your customers? I'm always hearing time saving as a big benefit of AI. But what benefits do you get from this in your processes?
Absolutely, absolutely staggering benefits, I have to say. Obviously, the first thing people think is it's going to save time on typing, you know. And that was our number one idea when we first started. Where is that on the list now? It's probably number five or six or even more. The most important thing for us is to get data at the start of the process, not just somewhere down the line to create a declaration. When we get that data, it means we can provide end-to-end services. So we can do an export declaration in the UK, an import declaration in the Netherlands or Germany, all with one data set. I mean, that makes it cheaper and really efficient for the customer. We get better compliance. As we've said, there's less errors. If you're looking through 95 commodity codes, AI IDP is going to make less mistakes than a human, even our very best. It absolutely is. Returning data upstream and downstream. I mean, this is something we'd never really understood, is that lots of people in the supply chain are putting that data into the systems. Why is multiple people doing it? Why doesn't just one party extract the data and give it to everybody else? Now, as a customs broker, we need more data than anyone else because we are doing the declaration. So one of the things we quickly did with a very large logistics company is they put the data into their system to book ferries. But we agreed, look, we're extracting data to do a customs declaration. We can summarize, you know, your packages, your pallets and your weights and give it back to your system automatically to automatically book the ferry. So all of a sudden, we are doing what we do very efficiently to create declarations, but we can pass that data back upstream and downstream. Probably more importantly for the future is digitalization of data in logistics and customs is becoming a critical focus because of things like EFTI, which is the EU's Electronic Freight Transport Instruction, and the UK's ETDA, Electronic Trade Documents Act. They're only just on the horizon now, but authorities are starting to say, you've got data, we can now use that data. And so because we can get that data out in the process, we've actually started running a pilot with HMRC to prove that that data in advance of arrival and declaration can revolutionize border crosses. We can stop the delays caused by Brexit in the UK and other places. I mean, it's been really important. All of this comes from getting data at the start of the process. And I mean, watch this space, it'll be something huge. And then they save time on typing. So that shows you that, you know, the kind of where that suddenly came. It's important, but it's now down the list.